Hi everyone, and welcome to our Walk With Us Student Health and Wellbeing Guide reflection for week 19th to the 25th of February. Yes, we're coming near the end of February and into a new month. Our topic today is reaching out to others. It's part of our first ever OTC Reach Out and Care Week. As a college, we are very excited about this because we are encouraging all our students and staff starting from today, 23rd to the 29th of February, to actively reach out to another student, colleague, friend, as a way of showing them you care. Now, we do know that this might be something you already do, so please see this as a nudge to look further and check in with that person you might have noticed needed care and support, but you may not regularly check in or engage with. We understand and value the importance of letting others know they are not alone and that someone does care. So we hope you will participate in the week in whatever way you can. So please remember, a kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. From the beginning of our lives, we are wired to connect with each other to survive. Becoming more aware and concerned of how fellow students, friends, family members, or colleagues might be finding things difficult is an important part of what makes us and connects us as humans. The ability to have compassion and care for another person. Anxiety, stress, and other mental health issues can affect anyone at any time and can leave any one of us feeling isolated or even thinking that people don't understand what we are going through. But the reality is far from this. The sooner feelings are acknowledged and expressed to others, the quicker people can get on board and offer their support. Remember, we all deep down want to help. Fear and anxiety left unsupported can have a real impact on your health and well-being. If these take a grip, they can really become overwhelming and start to impinge on your mental health and well-being. When someone we know is experiencing a difficult time, it can be hard for those around them to know what to do. Sometimes the person might act differently or just seem off, whilst others can be open and honest about how they feel, and even open about needing support. Either way, it's important that even though we might want to reach out to others, we also need to be clear of what we can and can't do, whilst also minding our own health and well-being. So, what's our OTC top three self-care tips and techniques for today? Number one, being present to others and talking directly about your concerns. Don't underestimate the value of being present to another. For many of us, we often want to talk, but find it difficult to start. By simply asking how someone is doing, being prepared to listen and offering support and care will always be helpful, if not always wanted. You might not understand what others are going through or even know how to help, but taking the time out to really listen and be present is of huge benefit. This can also mean being open about your concerns and what you've noticed, maybe. But remember, there's no fixed rule or method. Sometimes those you are close to and concerned about might not want to talk to you. Try not to take this personally. What is more important is to continue being honest and available and letting them know that you are there for them. Gently remind them that things can improve with the right care and support. Number two, being a good listener and encouraging others. The most important support is to be able to listen well and attentively. This will mean focusing on listening rather than offering opinions or advice, as often people who are in a difficult place with their feelings and emotions can find advice, even well-intentioned, overwhelming. Be open-ended with your questions and inviting and neutral with your language by saying things like, "Why don't you tell me how you're feeling?" Give time to answer and avoid drilling people with too many questions. In cases where people are already getting help, encourage them to continue to seek help and support. People experiencing mental health difficulties have a tendency to be their own worst critic, judging and putting themselves down a lot. By encouraging them to see how much they have to offer and that they are cared about, can support them in adopting a more positive self-belief. Be an advocate of self-care and encourage others struggling with mental health and well-being to consider ways to de-stress, for example, exercising, eating healthier, and that most important, getting enough sleep. Reassure and signpost practical information or resources and encourage them to create their own support network of friends, family and professionals who can all be of support to them too. Number 3, be aware of your limits. Remember, even you have limits on the support and care you can provide, so it's essential that you take care of yourself too. Listening and supporting those in difficulty can be tiring. Making sure to give yourself time to rest and process what they have told you or what has happened. Beware also that sometimes the person you're concerned about may not want help or believe that they need it. This can be difficult to accept when you have concerns about them. Continue to encourage them to seek support, but gently pick your moments, avoid battles, which will only exhaust everyone and gain little or no ground. Sometimes sharing what you're going through might help, but be aware of oversharing. In some scenarios, you might feel unsure or out of your depth when supporting another, but don't panic. Be honest about your limitations. After all, you're human, and saying how you feel and where you are will always be of help. Exercising self-care in these situations is reinforcing the importance of how everyone needs to employ this in their life. Whilst it is always more beneficial if people accept and get help for themselves, the reality is it does not always happen. You can always ask if there is someone they would like you to connect or you could go contact or you could go with them initially. Remember though, if you believe someone to be in immediate danger or require urgent medical attention, it is essential you seek professional help to ensure they are safe. Don't delay. Please check out our health and wellbeing section for further resources and information. If you have questions and or need support on this topic or any other issue affecting your health and wellbeing, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly, and they have a 24/7 service of counselling for you, and you'll have an access to a range of supports and services. You can click on the link to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services in the email. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. I do hope you also take the time today or this week to reach out and show someone you care in whatever way you can. Please open the attached guide to support you in participating in our first OTC Reach Out and Care Week. Again, starting today, 23rd to the 28th of February. Go on, you know you want to reach out, and there are many who would welcome your support, your care, and your kindness. It's a great feeling knowing you can care, and it could change the day and your life for someone else. You are not alone, and please do take care of yourself. Till next time.